Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does a great job of the traffic. And funnily enough, there's situations that come up quite often where I don't really know who people are.
The same for me. And I saw this article. Jack Harlow visits Perth Burger Store.
Who's Jack Harlow? Do people... Am I the only one that does not know who Jack Harlow is?
I'm really sorry, Jack Harlow, and I'm really sorry to all of the Jack Harlow fans, because on closer inspection, I do realise he is a big deal at the moment.
Right.
He's a really popular musician right now.
Okay.
I'm just not that with it.
No, well, if you're not in with it, then I'm definitely not.
I know for
not
two people who work at a radio station, that's not necessarily the right thing. But I kind of vaguely know the name. But the big thing is, I wouldn't recognize him.
No.
I've definitely seen his name written down, and I definitely know that he is in the zeitgeist, as they say.
So can you tell me, like, what musician, is he in a band, or is he someone?
No, he's a rapper. You ever heard the song What's Poppin'?
No.
Your daughters would know it, though.
Okay.
Big on TikTok.
Oh, well, see, the TikTok is the thing that seems to make everyone know these people. But what about this Jack Harlow anyway?
So he's on a world tour and he stopped in at just a local burger place in Perth after they took a chance and sent him it. They slid into his DMs and said, hey, you like burgers? Come down and have one. And he said, yeah, right. And he did. And it's a big enough deal to have an article written down about it, but I wouldn't recognize him on the street.
No.
And I feel like I would make a fool of myself.
Well, isn't it the worst, though, when you see... I wouldn't recognise that guy at all. And so I wouldn't even look twice.
No.
But what's worse is when you look at somebody and you go, oh, they look familiar. And you can't stop looking.
Yeah.
Because I would just ignore this guy. Like, this Jack, I wouldn't even look twice.
No.
But when you see
looks like a nice
somebody...
Fella.
Yeah, I'm sure he's lovely. But when you see someone and you're like, oh, they... And you
Is
can't
that...
stop looking because you're racking your brain.
I know, yeah.
It's the worst,
I
right?
I did that in... I was in Singapore and I thought I kept seeing George Ezra.
Oh, really?
To the point where I looked up if George Ezra was on tour in Singapore. And he wasn't. He was playing somewhere else. I was like, okay, great.
Really?
I know that it's not George Ezra.
That is hilarious. Well, that guy's probably like gets that all the time.
It's quite a compliment because George Ezra is a good-looking rooster.
Yeah, he's a great guy. No, well, actually, this happened to me really recently.
Oh, really?
When we were overseas. I was at just this like little coffee shop in Uluwatu, of all places, like down, you know, an hour and a half from Kuta.
Yeah.
And we'd found this place that had reasonably decent coffee there. And so I was sort of lining up and it was a bakery sort of thing too. So I was sort of standing in front of the bakery section, just having a check, but I was waiting to line up. And this young teenager, sort of, you know, maybe 16, 17, but looked Aussie, sort of walked up in front of me to order. And I thought, oh, he's cut me in the line, but
he's desperate for coffee.
Yeah. But I'm like, who cares? I'm on holidays. I don't really care. And then suddenly this older gentleman comes up behind this guy and he goes, oh, mate, I think you've just cut in front of this lady here. And he turns around and goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I went, no, it's all fine. And I looked at the old gentleman and I went, oh, I know you. I know you.
Did
from
you say
somewhere.
That to his face? Who are you? I know you.
I'm looking and going, you are familiar. I should know who you are. I should know your name. You are definitely somebody that I know from.
Did you figure it out in the end?
Not until after he'd left.
Oh, no.
He was very nice. We had a little chit-chat and we laughed about, you know, it was his son, you know, that had cut the line and having a bit of a chat and stuff. He walks off and I'm still racking my brain. And this is the worst thing. I kept looking at him. And then it finally clicked after he'd gone.
Yeah.
It was Neil Brooks.
Oh, Olympic swimmer.
Olympic swimmer from the, you know, the 80s. Who'd
Big deal at the time.
Massive deal. Part of a four group
quartet.
Marathon court. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't think of it, and it's the worst thing, isn't it? The worst thing, family. Have you ever been in that moment where you've gone, I really know who that person is, but I can't think of who it is,
or who did you just have no idea and find out later on?
Yes.
Oh yes. Give us a call 93130985. Who did you not recognise was a big deal? We'd love to hear it.
No, it's not Kirsty. No. It's Kirsty and Leon this morning talking about situations where you found yourself in that you see someone and you're like, ooh, do I know that person? They look familiar, but you just can't figure it out. Or you totally don't recognise someone that you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. We're talking
exactly.
about how do you, have you not recognised someone in a situation? And we've got...
Maureen on the line. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, well. Maureen. All right. Who was it that you didn't recognise?
I didn't recognise Peter Brock, much my husband's disdain.
Oh, no.
Happened?
We were at a car show. He dragged us along to this car show. And we looked around and everything, and I was with my friend, my girlfriend, and we had our kids and stuff. Anyway, we were tired, so we sat down at a table and let the kids have something to eat and whatever. And my husband went off, you know, as he does, and to look at more cars and things. And this gentleman comes over and very polite and says, because there weren't many seats around, and he said, "Would you mind if I sat here while I ate my lunch?" And we went, "No, fine, you know, that's fine." And we just sat there. He didn't talk, and we didn't talk to him, and, you know, and he finished his lunch, and he sort of nodded at us and said, you know, "Have a good day," and went off. And then my husband comes up straight, you know, practically straight after and goes, "Do you know who that was? Do you know who that was?" He was all excited, and we went, "No, we don't know who it was. It was just a guy, you know, who wanted to eat lunch, and there was no chairs." And he goes, "That's Peter Brock. Peter Brock."
He was probably standing on the side, like, just like,
do
like,
I go over?
Why can't I come over? I can't come over. Like, talk to him. How cute
but
is
to
that?
You, he was just a very polite man.
Yes.
Just wanted to eat his lunch.
Oh, he probably chose you guys, Maureen. He probably chose your table because he's like, "I just want to eat my lunch in peace."
Oh,
and I reckon they probably won't know who it is.
There was a seat there, and we were just these people sitting there quietly, you know, and not phased or anything. And yeah,
how
you know,
cool.
Didn't annoy him or anything. So
I love that.
We didn't recognize him.
I tell you what, I bet you were in trouble with your husband for quite a while. He was probably like, "I can't believe you didn't even ask him stuff."
Didn't ask him about cars.
I know. Everything I wanted to know about cars, but didn't.
Oh, awesome. Thank you,
thanks
Maureen.
Thanks so much for the call, Maureen.
That's amazing. Like, it's true, though. The poor guy is probably like, "Oh, just perfect. I can just sit down, be left alone, eat my lunch, and then move on."
Listen to these car guys asking about engines and
racing
all
and
sorts
tires
of things.
And time limits and stuff like
my
that.
My whole life, I just want a sausage roll.
Well, we are talking about who did you not recognise or, you know, who are you? We want to know. 9313 0985.
What is a beautiful day?
What a beautiful day here at 98.5 with Kirsty and Leon talking about all things when you haven't recognised someone you should in terms of, you know, someone being potentially famous for some reason and you've just totally missed it.
Absolutely. And we've got Lucy on the line. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent, Lucy. Now tell us, have you accidentally not recognised someone you should have?
Yes. So my friend and I were studying in Fremantle at the time, and we were just walking through the streets of Fremantle. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we just see this posse of people walking towards us, and there was like this big burly guy just wearing all black, and there was like other girl in like a tight leopard print outfit and some other people, but they're the two people that I saw. And I was like, "That's got a bit of an attitude for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just going to walk straight through them." And so we did. We pushed our way through these people because we see they weren't going to move for us.
Yeah.
And as soon as we walked through them, my friend looked back and she's like, "I think that was Usher." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, he's in town. I'm actually seeing him tonight. I think that was Usher and his posse."
Oh!
And so we look back and there's literally girls chasing after them with notebooks to get like autographs, and there's a limousine stalking them. And I'm like, "Oh, well, we just brushed past Usher and they didn't move for us because they could tell like we obviously didn't recognize who he was."
Wow.
That was my missed opportunity.
Oh, I love the fact, Lucy, you were like, "You're not going to move off a footpath for us?" Yeah. Well, no.
Come
stop
on.
Ya.
Oh, share the path.
I love that.
Awesome stuff, Lucy.
Lucy, that is awesome. Usher.
Keep it coming on the text line 0429 985 985. Who did you not recognize?
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.